If one of your wonderful Tar Heel students came and said, well, I saw him in a porno, you feel what I'm saying? So does that mean that because you, back in your younger days, were in a porno, but now you have, you know, mentored doctors and lawyers and nurses, and you have 14 dissertations under your belt, does that now mean that those 14 dissertations, the doctors, the lawyers, and everything that you've mentored, does that mean that those people don't, does that mean that that work is invalidated because you had a porno?
Hey, beautiful people, it's Jazz, and welcome back to Blue Moon Vibes. As always, we have the ever so clever.
Hey, what's up, people? It's PB, you know, trying to live and survive and thrive. And across from me is the wonderful lady of all things, Classy.
Oh, well, thank you.
And she's fine, too, y'all.
Lord Jesus.
She's so fine.
Well, some of you guys are saying, please ignore these two. I hope you guys are doing well out here in these streets, thriving, as the kids say today.
No, they say no cap.
Which I don't even know what that means.
You got to introduce old brother.
Oh, wait. He's not here.
Again. Moving right along.
So we're going to start this off with a question for you guys. Does the fact that people are not perfect disqualify any truth we speak, even when our mistakes are made public?
Dun, dun, dun.
And you mean, so do you mean like if I opened up a bunch of homeless shelters and everything like that, but the furniture I got to fund those homeless shelters I stole from the middle class, does that justify? Okay, I follow you. All right, cool.
You know what? That is a fantastic explanation. You was thinking about that the whole time, wasn't you? But you know what? That's a good point. So does that mean that, so he opened up a bunch of homeless shelters to save the world, and they succeeded. But the funding that he got from, but the funding for the shelters came from drug money. Does that mean that the work that he did was bad, or does that disqualify the fact that he did do good work just because the funding from those homeless shelters came from drug money? Oh, yeah, we're looking at you, Lady Debra. Do you think?
No, I don't. Those drug dealers clearly wanted to give their money to a better cause. Mm-hmm. So they decided, we're going to fund this homeless shelter for all of these people. And we're going to make a better world while we're out here in the streets, you know?
Okay. I think that if you... I don't think it does, but you know, a lot of the times people can't look past your injustices, or they can't look past your shortcomings as though they don't have any themselves. They look at it like, so if you are out here and you are starting a nonprofit, but then it comes back that maybe you didn't pay your taxes. I'm not saying that I didn't. I'm just saying that if that came up, like if that was the thing that came out, or what did Martha Stewart do?
She went to jail for insider trading.
Insider trading. So yeah. So if it came back that you got some inside information and you capitalized on that information, okay, yeah, you made a mistake. But up until that point, and long after that point, you did some really good work. So does that mean that the work that you did doesn't matter, or the work that you did is less significant because of a mishap or a shortcoming?
Well, are we in the South with Christians, or are we up North with the Gopher Eagles?
You know what? That does make a difference. That most definitely does make a difference.
Yes, they will burn you at the stake.
Yes, they will. Yes, they will.
Unless you're a reverend or a pastor, then everything is exonerable.
I didn't hear that.
Yes, neither did I.
But it's 100% true. But what do y'all think?
I think that... obviously, nobody's perfect, mm-hmm. and we all make mistakes. And like you said, people tend to forget that we make mistakes every day. Like, mm-hmm. I can be a nun and go out here and buy a porno magazine. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, people think, oh, she should be burned at the stake. But I've been a nun for the last 25 years. And, mm-hmm. oh, I pick up one magazine and, oh, my gosh.
And it don't even have to be a porno magazine. It could be somebody showing their ankles. And, I mean, so you go out here and you wanted to go to the grocery store and you pick up a magazine with a young lady showing her ankles on the front cover and you just committed all kinds of adulterous acts. But up until that point, you had your skirt down to your toes and you...
Feeding the children,
exactly.
Mentoring them and everything.
Exactly. What about y'all? How about y'all let us know? Do you think that just because somebody... makes a mistake or they had a life before, you know, they decided to do good, does that mean that their good work is invalidated, or it is lesser than because their past came back to bite them? Because, you know, most of the time it does.
Yeah. I'm definitely interested to see what you guys think about that.
I am also interested to see what you guys think about that. Speaking of, growing up, I always thought that I wanted to be a juvenile defense attorney. Yeah, I know that's a really large order for a 3-year-old, but I was strong and I was mighty and I was determined to be like that. And so I went on about my life, and then I quickly realized I don't like people telling me what to do. So I'll explain, calm down. And so I was like, I don't think that I want to be an attorney anymore, because I feel like all of the people that I represent, all they're going to be doing is telling me what to do. And so you know what I did? I switched gears and I decided I wanted to major in computer science. Yeah, I know. That's very, very large difference. But I decided I wanted to major in computer science. So I did that. Fail. I went to college and I was like, I'm going to major in computer science. I got to the school and then comes to find out the program is not a... Well, I wanted to major in computer information systems. Let me correct myself. I majored in computer information systems. Come to find out that the program does not, the school did not offer computer information systems. They offered computer science. And so I did not like that because I am a hardware person, not a software person. Jazz, why are you telling this story? I am telling you this story because if I could go back in time and tell myself one piece of advice, that piece of advice would be to continue with being a juvenile defense attorney. Reason for that is because growing up now, or being on the other side of things and seeing the youth of the city and all of the killings and crime and the lack of, I guess, not necessarily adult supervision, but like...
guidance?
Yes, like adult guidance. And not just adult guidance, but male guidance or a male mentor. It makes me want to, or makes me wish that I had continued on that path. Just to be one of the people to give the opportunity to the kids to have somebody be on their side. Not saying that, you know, all kids don't have anybody on their side, but it's more or less to be able to be one of their advocates, because you can never have too many people in your corner. You can never have, or in my opinion, you can never have too many people saying, you know, you can do it. Go for it. Do it. Follow your heart. You know, you have more people saying, don't do that. You shouldn't do that. You sure you want to do that? Think twice about that. And you know, it makes you do just that. And as I feel like as a kid, hearing somebody say, don't do that, or, you know, think twice about that instead of allowing that child to express themselves or learn what it is that works best for them. I feel like that it almost, what's the word I'm looking for? Like minimizes their full potential. What was her name? I don't remember what her name was, but she is 14 years old. Well, she was 14 years old. And why can't I think of her name? And I see her face. Like, I cannot think of her name. But anywho, to be continued, I will link her name in the description. But what happened was she was in Little with Taraji P. Henson. Not Taraji P. Henson.
Regina Hall. Oh, the little girl from Blackish.
Marseille, I think. Or
yes, her.
I don't think I'm pronouncing that
correctly. But her. Yes, her. So shout out to Taraji. Sorry about that. But it was Regina Hall. That girl, she was told by, don't quote me on this, but I think it was either a director or a manager. Like her manager, that her dreams were too big. Like she needed to dial them back a little bit because the way that she is thinking or the way that she is, the ideas that she has are just a little too big. Do you know what she did? She fired that person and then she decided, you know what? My dreams are not too big. I'm going to make my own production company or my own, be my own boss. And she did a pretty awesome job at it. She directed Little or produced Little. I think one of the two. And so it's like, that's what I mean. Like going back in time and giving myself that one piece of advice, I would say to myself to continue on being a juvenile defense attorney because you can be the ally that they need. You can be the person, one of the people that can tell them, your dreams are not too big. You can do it. You're going to need some help. You're going to need, you need a little bit of education. You're going to need a plan or two, but that doesn't mean that it's not attainable. That doesn't mean that you can't get there just because it's going to take a little bit of work or you have to, get over the hump in order to be able to make it. What do y'all think? What would be one piece of advice that you would go back and give yourself or your younger self, because y'all are so old?
I would say invest in Google and Amazon.
Touche.
I would tell my parents to do so also. Touché. And then open up an account in my name and also invest in those two companies. As well as Tesla.
We know where Lady D's mind is.
Because we would have been rolling in dough right now had they done so. Believe me. The 2000 bubble burst, but in a good way. So I would definitely, seriously, I would do that. Because I know money isn't everything. However, it would be very beneficial right now to myself and probably a lot of other people. But it would have also opened up more opportunities. Mm-hmm. But we never know. But that definitely would be the advice I would give myself and my parents.
Okay. Right. So Lady D's advice to her younger self. How old are you with giving yourself this advice? I'm just curious.
My current age?
No, the age that you're giving this advice to. I'm just curious. Because I was 14. So
probably a good 12.
Okay. So you're telling 12-year-old Lady D, hey, go get that Tesla. Go get that Google.
Because they were around. Well, yeah, Google and Amazon were around at least, but you know, yeah, I would say push, go to them, sit down with your parents and explain why you should invest in Google and Amazon. Tell them how you know, but
I came from the future.
Yes,
to you tell did. You that you should do this
because I promise it will pay off. I guarantee
handsomely.
It. Like get 300,000 shares of each.
300,000 shares.
It's not that expensive right now. So get it.
Bruh. So, okay. So, sidebar. So, Lady D said she would go and tell her 12-year-old self. So, let's just say that's about 10 years ago. 10 years ago, Amazon was probably a cool $200 a share.
Exactly.
So it's like you.
300.
So, let's just say, okay, let's just say 200, 300. You know what? Please hold.
Exactly. That's my point. Like,
imagine. Sponsors Tar Heels for their generous contributions here at Blue Moon Vibes. And we're also taking any other sponsors for those of you all that would like to be a part of this journey. Don't miss out on a good investment like our wonderful speaker here lady just said. You know, what's $200 here to for another 200,000 5 years from now?
What's that? Bruh. You look shocked.
Bruh.
That reminds me of that meme back in the day. I'm pretty sure most of you don't remember.
I was almost right. 10 years ago, Amazon was $105.80.
See?
Y'all, $105.80. I know this is totally off topic, but y'all just going to have to bear with me for a moment.
Because right now, they're trading at least $3,500 a share.
I'm about to tell you right now because I got a couple of them. Amazon, $3,000. $455. I got two.
Like, imagine 10 years ago buying 3,000 shares of Amazon. So that's what, 30,000?
That's a $300.
$3,000.
I'm going to just say that's a bunch of.
I know a math right now.
Yo.
Imagine. But imagine just buying even 30 shares at $100, mm-hmm. keeping those 30 shares for 10 years.
Yeah.
Just do the math in the comments.
Yeah, do the math. Let us know.
Because my mind is blown right now.
Bruh. You know what? That's a good piece of advice. I wish I could go back in time and tell myself. Self.
Myself. Self.
Y'all, 10 years. I ain't ashamed. 10 mm-hmm. years ago, I was 20 years old. 20. I was in college, living life, turning up everything.
Could have saved those refund checks.
I could have took them refund checks and turned them into a whole bunch of stuff had I been intelligent.
Yeah.
But you know what? That's a show for another day. PB, what piece of advice would you give your younger self, you know, 5 years ago?
Because you're not that old.
Because you're not that old.
Mm-mm. Just like 10 years ago, I would have been like 11.
You know what? He's not wrong.
You look 11 now.
Hey, bitch, hello. Oh, hey, I got a story on that one, too. Please, tell me what piece of advice you would give your younger self and why.
Oh, man. That's interesting. I don't have one on top of my head.
Oh, because you're so fancy and your life is so great and you made all of the right decisions. Must be nice.
I was going to say, when did you get Russian? Oh, no, we're not going to start talking Russian. That would be bad.
Must be nice. Must be nice to not have anything that you wanted to tell yourself when you was 12. I was PB.
I'm trying to think, because in my head, like, I think everything worked out like it.
So, you know what? You just gloating all around the book. Must be getting wonderful to be PB. That's okay.
You know, okay. I would have told myself to live a little more.
Okay. Touche.
Most definitely. I feel like I'm trying to catch up on that part of my life at this point, at 21, you know.
Hey, I mean, you got life to live still. You're only 21.
You're right.
Exactly. I know. Mm. So why do you feel like you would tell yourself to live a little? What happened? Like, what caused you not to feel, like, what caused you not to do it back then?
I feel like I was always very responsibility inclined.
Okay.
Of course, being on kid and then being on the grandkid for a long time, you know, it wasn't necessarily just settled on me to be, you got to do all these things, but
right.
If you feel a certain level of obligation to mm-hmm. be responsible, and then of course, you know, you have this sense of you don't really have too many people to rely on or lean on for things, so
right.
If it doesn't get done, then it won't get done. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I've always been a person that was kind of like, I need security.
Right.
In all things that I do. And it's affected a lot of my choices and actions and
mm-hmm.
goals to be a little more stable above all things. And, you know, in that, I can say I benefited a great deal from it. Mm-hmm. Definitely no complaints about it, but like with all things, with basic economics, is always an opportunity cost.
Right.
The time you spend investing in being responsible, you know, you're missing out on other aspects of life. So
that's true.
I definitely would have told myself to live a little more.
Live, yeah. You know what? I'm with you on that.
That's my second piece of advice for myself.
You only get one.
Tell them, Spider-Man, you only get one.
You know. You only get one. Thank you all so much for vibing with us. If you had just as much fun listening as we always have making these, please make sure you subscribe and follow me on all of my lovely social medias. Yes, of course, I will link them in the description for you. Also, please be sure to check out my blog to stay inspired, and we will catch y'all next Saturday at 12:30 p.m. Eastern. Until next time, keep shining, loves. Peace.